Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
This is Sheffield Live.
And this is episode 1. This is episode of Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
Kick it!
Beastie Boys, You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Party, from their album called License to Ill.
I think so. That was their debut album, 1986. Six. Can you believe? You've just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire or sheffieldlive.org. You can listen online there. You can also download the podcasts and listen later at your leisure. This show's all about great rock music in all its different forms, so you never know quite what you're going to get from week to week. And this week is no different. Indeed. You've got Julian Paul here live as usual. We've got Steve Roden in with us. Hurrah! Now, Steve does Music Box Thursdays 10 until 12. Also a great show. Later in this hour, we've got our PG's Pick of the Rocks for brand new releases this week. Yet again, bringing us bang up today. And the second half, we've got Chris's Punk Track of the Week. And we've got our undercover section and loads more besides. Some interesting stuff coming up. This is from 1970.
You do. forgotten thoughts of yesterday's. Through my eyes I see the past. Well, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know why.
You're listening to Glory Days. Glory Days. We'll be right back.
little bit of Bill Nelson there. He was a bit more than just Bebop Deluxe, you know. That was Living in My Limousine from an album, 1981, Quit Dreaming and Get on the Beam. And he actually recorded that way before Gary Numan did Cars. And I think he was always a bit upset about that, but never mind.
Ooh, a
before
bit of
that,
gossip.
A bit of gossip. Before that,
Puddle of Mud with Drift and Die from 2001. And then we went back to the year 1978 with an album called LA Woman. The track was The Changeling, the band The Doors.
Oh, what an interesting mix so far for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're every Monday afternoon, 1 until 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. We're under the watchful eye of Steve Roden, watching our every move. Before we give our RPG a call, we've got another couple of tracks. This one's from 1987.
So good together, we'd Hello, this is Matt Elders from Art the Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Pleasure being alone. All I have you with me. me all the records and the books that I own.
Some clothes, shake up your bed. Put another log on the fire for me. I made some breakfast and coffee. Look out my window, what do I see? Crack in the sky and a hand reaching down to me. All the nightmares came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. What are we coming to? No room for me, no fun for you. Think about a world to come where the books were found by the golden ones. Written in pain, written it all by a puzzled man who questioned what we were here for. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, you pretty things,
oh, you pretty things.
Don't you know you're driving your mind
and some driving.
Your children, see their faces in golden rays. Don't kid yourself, they belong to you. They're the start of the calming race. The earth is a bitch, we finished our news. Homo sapiens have outgrown their use. All the strangers came today, and it looks as though they're here to stay.
Don't
you know you're driving your
mama's and father's
insane? Oh, you pretty things,
oh, you pretty things.
Don't you know you're driving your
mama's and father's
insane? Let me make it plain, you gotta make way for the hopeless superior.
Was that originally written by David Bowie?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
it was.
Yes,
but he gave it to somebody else. Gave it to somebody else first.
Peter Noon.
Oh,
well,
hey.
This is why we've got Steve Roden in. Eh? Extra
so
information.
So that was Bowie live at the Beeb. Oh, You Pretty Things back in 72. And then before that, The Long Blondes with Lust in the Movies. Before that, it was
Queen,
Seven Seas of Rye,
yeah.
From the album Queen 2, 1974. And Paul, if you're listening, give us a ring because we're waiting.
I want you to play your tracks, never mind. Before that, we played Great White, Rock Me, from their 1987 album, One Spit. And if you're just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music every Monday, 1 till 3. Next up should have been our PG's Pick of the Rocks, but we can't seem to get hold of him. So instead, we're going to play a bit of a classic track from 1994. And that was Oasis from way back in 1994 with Slide Away from their debut album, Definitely Maybe. And what a great album it was. If you just tuned in, of course, you're listening to Glory Days Rock Show. You're on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org. We're every Monday afternoon, 1 till 3, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms. All being well, we've managed to track PG down. He's not left the country. He should be on the line to talk about his pick of the rocks for this week. Four brand new releases bringing us bang up to date yet again. Good afternoon, Paul.
Good afternoon.
Well, where have you been hiding then?
Well, I think the trumpet must have fell off my ear, Trump.
You're not going to blame the cat then for this?
But No, he just pinched my chair, that's all.
Brilliant. So, as you know, we've got Steve Roden in with us as well, watching the chaos unfold.
Hi, Steve. Tell him how it's done, mate.
Exactly. Brilliant. This is a brilliant thing about live radio. You're probably going to get a doorbell ringing now, an Avon delivering or something, Amazon. But anyway, you've got four brand new releases, Paul. I have to say, we've been inundated with tracks.
Well, yeah, we're doing pretty well at the moment, aren't we?
All good stuff. So, go ahead.
I think first up that we got lined up is James Bruner and his track, which is called Eye in the Sky, officially released on Valentine's Day, the 14th, out on Maroon Records in America. He was born in Illinois, but he's actually now based in Nashville, and he... finished 2024 with a 20-day tour in the UK alongside the Struts and Barnes Courtney. And this track was recorded at Curb Studios in Nashville by Zach Meads, who's the lead guitar, and James Bruner sort of met up with him after he'd learned to play the guitar at 15 years old. He joined a band from there, which was called Unchained, as the lead vocalist and rhythm guitar. But this is his latest output, Eye in the Sky, and it's based around his friendships, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think the way he feels, I think, is the way he puts it. Second up, I think we've got Haytor, which is H-A-Y-T-O-R. Again, released on Valentine's Day. It seemed everybody wanted to get in on the act.
Exactly, yeah.
Including Steve.
The track's called Almost Brothers, and they're a UK-based indie rock band. The track was produced by Josiah T. Manning, and the front man is Austin Robison. And he says that the story, the lyrics, is a song for his best friend. Growing up together, they had shared experiences and nostalgic memories of escape and carefree youth. So,
that sounds nice.
Yes.
Yeah. As a band, they've been supported on BBC Introducing, on Kerrang Radio, and they're... touring in the southwest, which is where they're based, Devon and Cornwall way. So 24th of February at the Cornish Bank in Falmouth, 8th of March at the Demo in Plymouth, and then 31st of March to Torquay, 19th of July they'll be at Soulfest. So Haytor is the band, Haytor, and Almost Brothers. And we get to our third act. We're called Whoa!
Whoa! Are we allowed to say that, Paul?
P-H-W-O-A-R. A bit of an interest in this one. It's called Waiting for the Sun, and it's a short intro edit, so it's shortened for radio. And they're a Birmingham-based indie rock duo who've been... in this form since 2020. It consists of Helena on drums and Paul on guitar. Also available on SoundCloud. Previously, they released an EP called Just Matter in 2022. But they started out with a band name of First Frontier, which they changed along the way. There's an actual link to the station, because Helena was a student in Sheffield and foolishly got herself involved with our station.
Oh, really?
So she volunteered with us when she was in Sheffield, and she was a producer and a presenter on Sheffield Live. But since then, she's moved back to Birmingham, which is where they're based, and great waiting for the sun from
Just calm down.
And we're going to finish off with...
Well, I'll never tell. Oh, well, I could tell you. It's Never Tell is the band. And release date for this one's actually in March. So not due out yet. It's pre-release. It's called Starting Over. It's on Epitaph Records. They're a band from Tampa, Florida. Nice place with a bit of sunshine, hopefully better than here. That's a bit chilly today, isn't it?
Yes.
They were formed back in 2014. They've got 600,000 followers online. They're getting 800,000 streams per week of their music. They appeared at a festival, Welcome to Rocksville, in 2024. They are Alec Davis on guitar, Jeremy Michael on vocals, Paul Lopez, who's a rapper, producer, and plays synths. And Starting Over's about bouncing back after hitting rock bottom.
Oh, what's
so that? That sounds appropriate today, doesn't it, after we've had a few misses?
It's all good stuff, Paul. Sit back and enjoy
it. Yes,
and
Paul, thank you.
All be well. We'll speak to you Saturday morning for the Life Science Radio Show.
I'll look forward to it. I'll get my phone polished up and see if it works better.
Turn it on.
I know. Bye-bye, Paul.
See you, Paul.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye, guys. Bye. Bye.
This is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
feeling better. It's radical positivity at night. It's radical, but so's the dawning of the light. I'm waiting for the sun. I'm waiting for the sun. I'm waiting for the sun.
We're three of Paul's Pick of the Rocks because we brought you on quite late. So we'll be playing the final choice, Never Tell, a track called Starting Over in the second half. My word, what an interesting show it's been.
You know what, Julie? It's ever since Steve's come in here, everything's gone wrong.
Yeah. No, don't blame him.
We'll have to.
How can I know all these mistakes? Hey,
we'll have to go and hijack his show.
I know. So PG's picks were Four with Waiting for the Sun.
No, it's Four.
Four. Hato with Almost Brothers. And James Bruner with Eye in the Sky. All good stuff from our PG this week. We are fast coming to the end of the first hour of Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Join us or stay with us for the second hour. We've got loads of stuff coming up, including our PG's final pick of his new releases, Never Tell with Starting Over. We've also got Chris's punk track of the week. We've got our undercover section. We've also a quick reminder that Rob Wellington will be in the house from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. Today, as he does every Monday following us. He'll be doing an hour of Motown first, as usual, and then his second hour will be themed, and it's Sheffield. He said Sheffield playlist, so make of that what you will, because is he going to be playing Sheffield Motown or something else? I doubt it, so I guess it's Sheffield artists, all good stuff. So we're going to start the second hour, what, with something from 2018, so stick with us.